And so now I'm talking to Richard, Kim, and Linda from the Artworks Theatre, and we're going to be talking about a show that's coming up on Friday, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, no way.
Yep, that's right.
Next Friday. It's called I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Christmas Clue, which I understand is based on another sort of a popular comedic show of similar ilk. Richard, is
yeah,
that correct?
That's right, yes. It's a UK radio show called I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue, which has been going for over 40 years now. And this is our third attempt at sort of paying a homage to that wonderful comedy. So, and this is our Christmas special.
Right, and so the other two attempts, or I suppose they were successful attempts from what I understand. I did listen to a little bit because they are recorded on by Dougal for Waiheke Radio, correct?
That's right, yes. We did one last November and one in March. Both went very well. And as you say, they played on Dougal's comedy show on the Sunday night.
Right.
And they went really well. So we thought, oh, we'll have a crack at another one and... being the festive period, we decided to do a Christmas special. So this is what's coming up on Friday.
So can you tell us a little bit? This show has a definite kind of a formula to it, doesn't it? Can you tell us a little bit how it sort of plays out? What's the premise of the show? For folks who are not familiar with the original, what was the original kind of show called?
It was called I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue.
All right.
And it was basically dubbed the antidote to panel games because it was in the 70s, I think it was 72 that it came about. And there were just panel games everywhere. So this was sort of taking the mickey out of them.
And these were televised, right? It was a television format?
No, this was radio format.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's always been radio.
Oh, right.
And it was basically just taking the mickey out of other panel games and basically having a chairman with two teams of two comedians and just doing lots of silly games over half an hour. And indeed, Kim here is our chairman for the two shows coming up on Friday.
Yes, following the footsteps of the famous Humphrey Lyttelton, who did it amazingly. He was the oldest panel chairman in Britain when he died in 87. He did his last recording 12 days before he died, which is pretty amazing.
Kim, what do you think the sort of the long-lasting appeal of this format's been? Because it's something that's also kind of gone over into television at the moment, too. There's a show on TV on Friday nights in New Zealand which sort of has a kind of...
There was a tradition in British radio when I was a child, and it sort of followed through of a lot of comedy, and a lot of the famous comedians, people like the Goodies and so on, all started on radio. In fact... two of them still perform on the I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue program.
Yeah.
It just had, I don't know, there's something about the BBC radio format which seems to hold audiences. They've got some incredibly long-running programs.
Yeah.
And it never seems to change in its format, yet it doesn't seem to age.
And right.
It's very much based on English sort of punning humour, a lot of... as Richard says, silly games, which are also very, very clever.
Excuse me for my ignorance, I don't have a lot of experience with listening to these on the radio. Did they have live studio audiences back in the day?
Then they started to actually perform them live in theatres around the country because they were so popular and they were playing to packed out theatres, which is the format that we have, we've followed here. And in fact, both the last two times we've done it, we've had virtually sell-out audiences. So if you want to come this time, you better book now.
Yeah. So it's the show's on this coming Friday, which, well, not, what's the date, 28th?
21st.
No, 21st. A little bit. Well, you guys are just pipping in Christmas there, November 21st. What kind of sort of Christmas-themed shenanigans could we expect on the 21st? Do you want to give away anything? Or?
Well, we've got a lot of the popular games that we've sort of done before.
Yeah.
Games like One Song to the Tune of Another and New Definitions, that sort of thing. So we've got a lot of the popular games. We've got a lot of musical games in there as well, but all of them are Christmas themed in some way. So the songs will have a link to either a Christmas carol or a well-known Christmas song. So it's going to be quite a festive evening. Which I hope will be great with the audience because I've noticed that as the two shows went on over the last year, I've noticed that the audience participation has got bigger, completely unprompted as well. You know, when we're doing some of the musical songs, we've got the audience joining in as well.
Yeah.
So, and this is a great opportunity for that. We've also decided that the second half of the show will be done in the style of a panto.
Right.
Which is going to be very, very interesting. So even more opportunity for people to join in. So it's going to be a great fun show, I think.
So
I'm looking forward to it.
It's not particularly rehearsed, is it? I mean, a lot of these people are thinking quickly off of, you know, on their feet and you know, it's impromptu sort of responses, etc. So you don't actually know what's going to happen on the night, do you?
No, we've got some of the games are completely impromptu and improvised. There's a few of the games, a lot of the singing games, we do have to prepare something.
Right.
It's very difficult to just ask someone to sing one song to the tune of another just off at the drop of a hat. So we do have to prepare some of those. But no, some of the games are improvised.
Right.
They will just happen on the night.
I'm just looking through the flyer that you've given me to about the show, and I'm unfortunately recognising quite a few people from the radio station. I mean, there's the CU Jimmy there, a.k.a. Dougal Thompson. Is that wearing a Christmas hat? Rather obscurely placed on his head. And then Mr. Andougal, as a lot of listeners who may know, has been the curator for the comedy show on Waiheke Radio for many, many years now, as well as numerous other shows, including his morning Wakey Wakey Waiheke show, which is great. If you haven't managed to tap into that, check it out. And every morning, I think he's doing that from now until January, February. So you've got Dougal. You've also got Mr. Adam Sears, who seems to have been quite a newcomer to this performing in front of people, but seems to have also leapt in with both feet. Any comment on and Emma Bowyer Warner, who's a former radio person as well. Any comment on any of these characters, Linda? You know these people, don't you?
Anyone that's ever seen them will know how funny they are. They are absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
Adam has got the face for comedy and a great face for radio. And Emma has done her stand-up at the comedy shows at the theatre that people that will have come along to those would realise how funny she is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got some very funny people. And we talked about the games. Well, what we do is we practice them. So
yeah.
We sit around Richard's table and we practice and have some fun.
Oh, yeah.
And we now have dubbed that the Table of Comedy. Sitting around Richard's house just playing these games. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I see. What is this? There's also, what's with the history of the kazoo? I see that in the...
Yes. Well, one of our musical games is called Swanee Kazoo.
Right.
And that's basically a game where each team will perform a song with piano accompaniment by the lovely Anne Wilman, who's our resident pianist for I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue. And we will accompany her, one person playing a kazoo and one person playing a Swanee whistle.
Right, okay.
We've brought some along.
Have you?
Yes, we have.
Purely by chance.
Have you? Can you give us an impromptu? Do I need to play any kind of music in the background, or are you just going to give us a... Wait, isn't that really a kazoo? There's a long thing that looks like a piece of PVC
pipe. That's a Swanee whistle.
Is this the... hold on, let's see. Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
Well, this looks
there
like
you go. You play that. We'll do the kazoos.
Okay.
You can choose the song.
Oh, no. I'm putting him on the spot. Well, Linda, do you want to try a song? You probably know a song. Do you have a song that you...
I can't think of one. Richard, any song that you...
Well, should we do something Christmassy just to get people...
Yeah, should we do Jingle Bells?
Let's do Jingle Bells, yes. Yeah.
Do I have to play Jingle Bells?
Sorry, I'll just need to tune up the kazoo please, just a moment. Yeah, that's good.
Are we doing it in A, Richard, or C?
Let's do it in A, just to make it a bit easier.
A.
Yeah.
You can do a depressing minor chord for the Christmas.
Okay, on the count of three, people. One, two, three.
Amazing, probably the first time we've ever had a kazoo. These jingle bells. Yes, that's right. Please do not. Well, that sounds, it does actually sound highly entertaining. Funny Bones is the name of your ensemble or whatever you.
Funny Names is the name of the group, group of us. So there's about six of us, isn't there, Richard?
Yeah, seven with Anne, yeah.
Yeah.
And the show is called I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, which is going to be performed by Funny Bones are Adam Sears, Anne Wilman, Dougal Thompson, Emma Bowyer, and Kim Whitaker, as well as Linda Savage and Richard Bull. And that's on Friday, November the 21st. Now, what can people do to get tickets for the show, Linda?
They can book online at www.artworkstheatre.org.nz.
Okay, there you go. And also possibly on the night as well.
They can, but like Kim said earlier, that we have sold out and there have been, there was a show, I think it might have been one of these that we had to turn people away. Wow. So get your tickets.
So get your tickets online.
Yes.
And we've got a few more minutes before Warwick Broadhead makes an appearance on the show. So, I mean, you want anything else coming up at Artworks that you'd like people to know about?
Absolutely. The long-awaited Vicar of Dibley.
I've seen an ad for that around, yeah.
Yes, we've got the advert around. The promo video is on Facebook. It will be going on in the cinema shortly. It opens on 4th of December.
Okay.
Runs till the 20th of December.
Yep.
With a matinee on the 14th, Sunday the 14th. Tickets are available from iSight on 1234 or www.artworkstheatre.org.nz or 2941. Now, people are already buying tickets for this show lots of people are talking about it.
Yeah.
Some, I went into Ireland, the shop Ireland, and they've decided to come along to see Vicar of Dibley for that Christmas outing.
Great.
So, yeah, come along and... Christmas.
So how many performances will there be of that show?
Ten.
Oh, that's and who any and lots of local people in that show, or is that?
It's all local people. Waiheke Theatre Company's fourth show this year.
Oh yeah,
our final show for this year, and we're working with some new people that we've never worked with before, and some that we have, like Kate Meir, and we've got a wonderful director on this one called Stephanie Wilkin.
Yep.
Some may remember her as Meredith Fleming from Shortland Street.
Oh, okay.
And she's lovely, and everyone loves working with her. And Richard Bull, of course, is one of the cast members in Vicar of Dibley.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yes, that's right.
Which one he is.
No, I don't know. No.
We've got a great cast. Yep. We really have. Yep. So it's brilliant. I went to rehearsal a couple of weeks ago, and I proper laughed out loud.
Right.
It's really funny. Right. And I've read the script, but just hearing it come off the page is just wonderful.
Oh, that's going to be good. We'll look forward to seeing that. And possibly, and you're going to come in later on. Probably in December when Dibley's well underway and have a conversation about that. So we look forward to that. And so thank you for coming in, guys. That's and make sure you get out to see either of these shows. Funny Bones is going to be this Friday. That's a one-off, so you've got one chance to see that. And like I said, get tickets online because this one does sell out. And then plenty of opportunities to get in to see tickets for the Vicar of, or get in to see the Vicar of Dibley, which will be in December.
And can I just have one more shout out, please? If you haven't seen it yet, come along and see Sisterly Love. It's got a matinee today.
Right.
And its last performance is tonight. So if you haven't been yet, come along. You won't be disappointed.
There you go. At Artworks Theatre. Lovely Artworks Theatre up here in the Artworks Complex in Honorara. Thank you guys for coming in. And yes, hopefully we get lots of people along to your shows. You're listening to Island Life here on Waiheke Radio.